This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, what is up, my students? Bentornati a tutti. Thank you so much for joining me on a beautiful Wednesday morning, or afternoon, or evening. I don't know exactly when you're listening. Maybe you're listening on a completely different day. In any case, welcome. And I hope you're having a good day. Guys, iniziamo la puntata di oggi con Translation Challenge, as we do every episode. And the sentence today is, immagina che tu potessi progettare una città da sogni. Come sarebbe? Lo so, è un po' lungo, ripetiamo altre due volte. Immagina che tu potessi progettare una città da sogni. Come sarebbe? Immagina che tu... Ok, non ripeterò una terza volta. But, good luck. It is a little bit long. It's going to be a little difficult. But I believe in my students. Ce la potete fare. Alla fine, ripassiamo come dire questa frase in English. And now... let's begin with today's one big thing. And yes, it is very big. You guys know that I love tall buildings, also known as skyscrapers. I love skyscrapers. I love big cities. I love walking among the towers. And today, we are going to New York City, the capital of New York. Actually, it's not the capital. Strangely, the capital of New York State is Albany. But anyway, New York City is definitely the most important city. And just a few years ago, it was back in 2020, that the Central Park Tower was completed. Of course, most of you are familiar with Central Park, which is the main park of New York City. And right next to it is Central Park Tower. Central Park Tower is a residential building. That means people are living inside this building. It's not mainly used for offices. It's not mainly used for retail. It's mainly used to be a home for many people. And guys, this is the tallest residential building in the world. I encourage you guys to look it up. It's beautiful. It's tall. It's slender. Its color is this bluish, grayish glass. And I've also seen videos of this building, and it's seriously beautiful. It's 1,550 feet tall. And I said that on purpose because I know none of my Italian listeners use feet. You guys use meters. By the way, that's 472 meters. And there are 98 stories above the ground. There are 3 stories below the ground for a total of 101 stories. So it is the tallest residential building in the world, but it's not the tallest building in the world. It's actually number 15 in the world. It's the second tallest building in New York City. The tallest is, of course, One World Trade Center. But when it comes to residential buildings, yes, Central Park Tower, CPT, is the tallest building in the world. There are 11 elevators in this building, and when they built it, they focused on allowing big, beautiful views of Central Park. So a lot of the residents have gorgeous, big, open windows that can see Central Park. And guys, by the way, this building took $3 billion to construct. Obviously, It's very expensive, but when you see pictures of it, when you see videos of it, you understand how beautiful it really is. So Central Park Tower is built on a street which is known as Billionaire's Row. Billion with a B. I'm not saying million, I'm saying billion. So needless to say, most of us can't afford houses in this building. In fact, some of the units, the cheapest houses in this building cost $6.5 million, and the most expensive house in this building costs almost $200 million. So I don't think I will be moving there anytime soon, but hey, I can still appreciate the beauty. And as I said earlier, I saw a video of one of these homes, and it was seriously incredible. It was, of course, gorgeous. It was luxurious and just beautiful. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't mind living very high in the sky. I'm not afraid of heights. I don't feel sick when I look out the window on floor 100. I personally wouldn't mind it, but maybe getting up and down every day would be annoying. You don't have instant access to the street. If you want to go out, you have to go out into the hallway, take the elevator, ride down 100 floors. That's probably not too convenient. At the same time, when you live on floor 100, I'm sure you have an incredible view. You guys know I love skyscrapers. I wanted to share an American skyscraper today. That was the Central Park Tower. And staying on topic, let's continue with today's question of the day. More than a question, today's request is describe a dream city. Describe a dream city. Now, city structure and urban planning have been topics that I've really been interested in recently. I like thinking about city structure, infrastructure, urban planning. What is the layout of the city? And the first requirement that I would like in a dream city is walkability. And you know what? I'll go one step further. No cars allowed. Yes, I said it. In my dream city, there are no cars. However, we have trams. We have a beautiful underground metro. We have trains taking us in and out of the city. We have streetcars, you know, trams. So public transportation in my dream city works extremely well. It's reliable. It's clean. There are bike paths. There are many streets for walking, of course. Getting around is not a problem. Can you hop in your cozy, comfortable car and drive around? I'm sorry, but no, you cannot. Not in my city. I would also like mixed zoning. So instead of dividing types of land, everything can be mixed. Instead of a residential area here and a commercial area there, I want these things to be mixed. And I like buildings where the bottom floor or the bottom two floors are used for retail, and the upper floors are used for housing. This is actually pretty rare in American cities. I know this is common in European cities, and I like it. So I imagine a city where most of the buildings are about 5 or 6 floors tall. The streets are always walkable, and they're connected with public transportation. And on the ground floor, you have a lot of shops and restaurants, pharmacies, coffee shops, places to dine outside, a lot of outdoor seating. I would also like to add a lot of parks. I want all of my streets to have trees and plants and some green. What else could I add? I already love the city that I'm describing. I'm sure some cities out there are similar. I doubt there's an exact match because I don't think there are many cities with no cars at all. I'm sure if you're an expert in urban planning, my dream city has flaws. It has problems. I don't deny that. But hey, I just want to dream. And right now, this is my dream city. Maybe there would be an airport kind of nearby that could connect me to the rest of the world. Of course, all the necessities would be present as well. Schools, hospitals. And that sounds pretty fun. That sounds like a really nice city. If I could really dream, maybe we could even add a beach on the side of the city. I know that a lot of you guys have different dream cities in mind. I'd be curious what you think about mine, or if you want, you can tell me how your dream city would be, or what your dream city would be like. And that brings me to today's translation challenge. It's long, so I'm going to read it two more times. Immagina che tu potessi progettare una città da sogni. Come sarebbe? Let me say that once more. Immagina che tu potessi progettare una città da sogni. Come sarebbe? In English, I would say, imagine you could design a dream city. What would it be like? L'ultima parte potrebbe essere anche, how would it be? How would it be? Oppure, what would it be like? E c'è una piccola differenza tra how e be like, cioè what would it be like, e come sarebbe nel senso descrivimelo, cosa avrebbe, come sarebbe. How would it be like è semplicemente come sarebbe. Magari una descrizione più breve basterebbe. Anyway, at the beginning of the sentence we have immagina che tu potessi progettare. È imperativo, quindi imagine, tu potessi, you could, progettare, to design. Imagine you could design a dream city, una città da sogni. How would it be? What would it be like? That is today's translation challenge. Guys, as always, I really appreciate having so many listeners. I hope what I'm creating for you guys is useful in a certain way. I'm also a real English teacher, and I have actual English lessons in my academy. If you're interested in that, you could check it out at bringlesley.com. And that is the end of today's episode. But I would kindly ask you to join me again tomorrow, which, by the way, it's February 1st. So happy February very soon. And guys, I will talk to you tomorrow on Thursday, February 1st. All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Peace.